transmission.
Well, what do you know? Look at the clock. It's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of everyone's favorite tea-drinking fool, me. Dubious Goals Committee. This is, in fact, the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm also the tea-drinking guy. Oh, yeah. Oh, good tea today. Very good, very good. Delicious. Ooh. All right, so, starting with the good news. The good news is my back is not bothering me today. Hooray! So, what, I had a 6-day episode with my back. That was real fun. Oh, yeah. So I'm glad to be sitting here, not in my back brace. That is quite a relief. And I'm pretty pleased. Pretty happy that I don't have to wear the back brace today. Oh, the other good news, which is not that great of news. I'm already done watching football for today. I watched my English Premier League this morning, and I got to see Watford play Everton, and Everton lost 1-0. Everton should be better. Look at all the great guys they have. They're so great on paper. What are they doing losing to Everton? I mean, losing to Watford. Although I am happy for Watford, they got some valuable 3 points for that win, so hooray. But with football over, now there's nothing to do. And I'm just sitting here watching some curling because football is over. Yay, curling. Just sitting here noodling up my Sansula because I've got nothing better to do. Oh, where's my cat anyway? Pippa's probably upstairs sleeping, or maybe she's watching it snow. It's another cold day today, so we cannot go outside. It's cold, and it was clear earlier, but within the last, 20 minutes or so, it has started snowing. Little teeny tiny flakes, and lots of them. So it's snowing and it is cold. How cold is it? I don't think it is actually that cold because when I hear cars drive by, I can hear slushy sounds. So it must be close to freezing, just under freezing. We can check the Weather Channel to see what the current temperature is. Weather advisory until 6 p.m. tonight. But they're not telling me the temperature. Here we go, 29 degrees. I thought so much. So it's not actually all that cold. It's just snowing and annoying. So we're not going anywhere today. Now they're showing me the radar. Little splotches of blue are going through my town, creating snow bits, snowing down. And apparently the high today is going to be 30. So we've got one more degree to look forward to. Well, that's just groovy. Enough of that. What I should be checking is to see if I'm missing any good movies on TCM right now. Oh, guess what's on right now, but ends in 20 minutes. Actually, probably ends sooner than that. Bad Day at BlackRock, starring Spencer Tracy. And then The Search, then My Favorite Year. Okay, maybe I'll watch that later. Peter O'Toole entertains me to some degree. And then Cat Ballou. I haven't seen Cat Ballou since college, I don't think. Harry and Tonto, There Will Be Blood. That's kind of good. Daniel Day-Lewis. Then Network. I'm mad as hell. I'm not going to take it anymore. Oh, look, In the Middle of the Night. A Midsummer Night's Dream. The Olivia de Havilland one. Oh, yeah. Too bad that starts at 4:30 a.m. Haven't seen that in a while. Maltese Falcon. Tomorrow Morning. Top Hat. Thin Man. Sweet. Gaslight. I just watched Gaslight last month. So anyway, we're not missing too much. Should we be double-checking for football? Is there Bundesliga on that I forgot about? This is when we start looking for Bundesliga. Oh, wait. No, it's Saturday. And NASCAR has started back up. So we've got NASCAR on the channel that should be Bundesliga. And let's check the other sports channel. Give me some sports. No, it's all just UFC fighting until 5 p.m., then Champions League Magazine, then the Bundesliga Report, and then Europa League highlights. Oh, and then we got some Bundesliga tonight at 7 p.m. Bayern Munich versus Hertha Berlin. Okay, so that'll be good. So I will check that out, and that will be fun. That will be a fun thing for me to do. Should I be checking the other movie channels? Do I got any good movies on today? I got no Archer tonight. We've got Jackass Presents, Bad Grandpa, no thanks. And then 22 Jump Street, and this is the end. So apparently it's Jonah Hill Day. And we've got a little bit of Adam Sandler as well. Just great. So, yeah, no. We're not missing anything today. That's for sure. Okay, so what do I want to do next? I'm kind of bored, so I'm sitting around playing with my musical instruments. Isn't that fun? Yes, it is if you're me. Music is fun. And tea is delicious. Oh, it's good. Yummy, yummy, yummy. Oh, tea is the greatest thing ever. I do love tea. So I wonder, should we watch some of this NASCAR racing? Let's see what's going on in NASCAR. It's the Xfinity Series race, which is, how do I describe that? The minor league of NASCAR. If NASCAR was like the FA in England, then the Monster Energy Cup Series would be the Premier League, and the Xfinity Series would be the Championship League. And I doubt that analogy made any sense to you either. Oh, well, I tried. So who's winning? Kevin Harvick is winning, and there's 51 laps to go. Oh, I'm not very interested in this, to be perfectly honest. Just playing my zook a little bit. And if you recognize that chord progression, that was Don't Stop Believin' by Journey. And I laugh because Journey. Oh, calm down, Tobe. It's just Journey. Yeah, you know, so I watched the Olympics a lot, and I don't remember what I was watching. Was it curling or... No, it was hockey. It was women's hockey. And every time the United States team played, oh, they had to crank the Journey, Don't Stop Believin'. Don't stop believing. Hold on to that feeling, yeah. Every time there was a break in the action during the games, and so I got that stupid song stuck in my head. Oh. And you know how it is. Whenever anything gets stuck in my head, the only way that I can get it out is to play it, and to play it on my zook. Oops.
Boulevard, shadows searching in the night. Don't stop. believe in. Hold on to that feeling, yeah, yeah, yeah. Steve Perry. Steve Perry. Oh, although I do have to admit, don't get me wrong, I'm not really making fun of Journey. I respect Journey as a band. I respect Journey for the massive accomplishment that was that band. If you weren't around during the Journey era, Journey was huge. Journey was monster huge. And they weren't ever really quite my cup of tea. But man, their songs have entered the lexicon of the American songbook, the American cultural songbook. You can't go anywhere without hearing some Journey. That's just the truth. Steve Perry. Oh, I make fun of him, but the truth of the matter is the guy had an amazing voice and he was an incredible singer. Whether you liked him personally or not, the guy had talent, I have to admit. Oh, this is good tea. Steve Perry has more talent in his little finger than I have in my entire left knee. I mean, in my entire body. Oh, boy. So, yeah. Sitting here with the Zook on my lap, watching NASCAR. What happens if we put the microphone over here? Will this get interesting? Crazy Zook sounds. Yeah, so I'm still getting used to the sound of my Zook being strung correctly. It sounds like a bouzouki again. Yeah. Doesn't sound anything weird the way it was before. And I'm still getting used to these very bright, very brassy sounding strings. Hey, and it's Saturday. That means we get to listen to MJT today. After this show, stay tuned for the Sound Show, Genre Mix, and Discussion starring MJT and his Roland GR55 guitar synthesizer. That's what I wish I had right now. I wish I had a bouzouki synthesizer. That might be fun. Who knows? Dun dun. So sustainy. Let's listen to some bouzouki sustain. And it's still going. Yeah, that's fun. I do love this Zook. It strings wear out pretty fast, but maybe I just play it too much. Who knows? I do love to play my Zook, even though I'm terrible. I wish I was as good as MJT. I wish I could play my bouzouki as good as MJT can play guitar, but in order for me to do that, I would have to go to music university for many years, and I don't think I have the patience. And that's why I'm the worst bouzouki player in the world. Yeah, this is my imitation of flamenco bouzouki, which does not exist in real life. Nobody plays bouzouki, or nobody plays flamenco on a bouzouki, except me. So you're hearing a cultural mishmash of awesomeness. Thank you.
You know, somebody should tune this thing, but it's not going to be me. Yeah, I hope MJT's not listening, because he's probably cringing at how poorly this is tuned right now. It's a few cents off, here and there. And you don't even need a coupon. No, you don't. Where's that buzz coming from? Yeah, no, I'm not going to do House of the Rising Sun. Oh, well. What else have we got going on here today? Where are we with this tea, anyway? Oh, got to get some. Oh, it's so delicious. Oh, I do love tea. Oh, it's not even funny. Oh, I wish I had something for us to do today. This is going to be another one of those shows where, did anything get accomplished? No. Did we actually do anything? No. Did we find any dudes? No. Did we do any funny hacks? No. We got nothing going on here on the Dubious Goals Committee today. Today's goal was to find, you know, some kind of topic of discussion for the Dubious Goals Committee, and that didn't happen today. What good is this committee? Who knows? What are we doing? Nobody knows. Oh, I just remembered I should check my TV schedule for tonight on cartoons. What do I have for cartoons tonight? Oh, yeah, I'm remembering that it's Space Dandy and not Lupin. So let's go up to the middle of the night. Yeah, Dragon Ball, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no more Lupin, but we have Space Dandy, which I've already seen, but still. It's alright, and then Cowboy Bebop and Ghost in the Shell, so I got some cool music to listen to later. Oh, and look what's on tonight at 1 a.m., Push. I do enjoy that movie, and I like some of the cute girls that are in it. What is that chick's name? Her name is Zhao something. What the heck is her name? Anyway, I like her hair. Why can't I make my hair do that? I do not know. I want my hair to be like hers. Oh, it's going to be a boring day. Can't go outside. Can't do anything. Can't go anywhere. But at least my back doesn't hurt. So what am I complaining about? I don't even know. In fact, I'm going to get up and I'm going to look out the back window here to see if it's still snowing. No, it is no longer snowing. And there's just a little bit of snow on the ground. I'm looking for fresh tracks. Fresh dude tracks. And I don't see any. I'm looking for rabbits under the bushes. Where are the rabbits? The rabbits are hiding. And they're still wondering if it's going to keep snowing. And hopefully it won't. Should I even bother to look to see if I got any mail today? Maybe we should come out over here to the front window and look out the front window here. Are there any telltale tracks in the snow that the mailman has been here? No, I do not see any, although this is pretty fresh snow. Did he come before it started snowing? Or did he show up after the fact? I don't know. There's no way to find out but to do it. So we're going to put on our shoes. Open the door. Go out into the garage. Open the garage door. And we're going to see if we got any mail today. Come on, mail. I hope I get lots of mail. It'll give me something to do. Oh, and it is slick. My driveway is just pebbly ice coated with a thin layer, maybe 3 millimeters of snow. Ooh, look what we got. Some stuff in the mailbox. Close it back up. Ooh, 2 real letters. One is from the government. We'll see what the government wants. Oh, back into my house. Oh, I'm going to have to go out later and spread some ice melter on my driveway because it is pure ice. And it's a good thing that I don't have anywhere to go today. But now that I think about it, I think I will run out of waffles tomorrow. Gotta check my waffle levels. Check my waffle levels. That's funny to me. So this means like tomorrow I will have to go to the store to buy waffles. So maybe I should probably get that ice gone on my driveway. Not that I'll have any problems getting out. Getting out is going downhill. My driveway is at an incline. And so getting out will be no problem. Getting back up into the garage might be an issue. So I have a feeling I'm going to be going out right after this show to sprinkle ice melter on my driveway. Because it's just a sheet of ice. And it's that pebbly kind of ice that they use in curling. You know, when they play curling, that ice isn't glass smooth. It's pebbled. It is textured. As if, you know, frozen sleet has been raining on it. Just like my driveway. If you were to put a curling stone at the top of my driveway, right outside my garage door, it would slide down into the street very nicely. And it would probably curl a little bit, too. Oh, really, I am not looking forward to having to go out there and spread the salt around. Because then I got to figure out some way to spread the salt. And they say, don't use your bare hands, wear gloves. But I don't have any gloves. I don't have any chemical-proof gloves. Or do I? I don't think I do. So I need to figure out some way to sprinkle the snow-melting stuff around, the ice-melter stuff around. And then at least I have the bag open and I can play with it. But then I got to seal the bag up, so I got to find some kind of clip to seal the bag. Oh, my life is full of drama. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. I got to go deal with ice, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Hello, this is DJ Kumata. Welcome to my Yonon Radio Show.